Several years ago, I attended a late-night delivery by a very young-looking 22-year-old mother. As I was the faculty member on call and simply assisting the resident with the case, I had not met the family before. This was Brenda's first baby. She was acting bravely despite her discomfort. An occasional cry escaped as the contraction peaked. Then she would close her eyes in exhaustion and await the next wave of pain. The nurse who both coached and comforted Brenda would occasionally glance over to the window ledge where the husband sat watching television. Brenda had a long second stage of labor, and we were in the room for over 2 hours. But I never heard him utter a sound. The resident and nurse were doing most of the work with the patient, so I just stood back and watched. Then I leaned against the wall and watched. I was tired. But despite my tiredness, I was also fascinated by the increasingly bizarre social event that was unfolding. It was around midnight. Brenda's labor happened to coincide with the end of one slasher-type movie and the beginning of another. The final hour of the first movie was filled with violence, knifings, bloody machine gun fights, exploding cars and boats. The nurse and I looked at each other and rolled our eyes in disgust. Should we demand the set be turned off? Mercifully, the first movie was wrapping up, body bags all over the place. By this time, the baby's head was crowning. Brenda was still fairly well controlled, but her cries were getting louder and lasting longer. Another 10 minutes, I figured. Still no response from the husband, who was settling in for the beginning of the next movie. On the television screen, a father and small child were strolling down a city street when they stopped to watch a clown act. Suddenly, one of the clowns grabbed the little boy and took off running. With the boy yelling, "Daddy, Daddy!" the clown leaped into the back of a waiting van, the father in pursuit. Just as the vehicle started to pull away, the father tore open the back door. The clown inside shot the father point blank in the face. Blood was everywhere. Just then, exactly then, Brenda screamed and the baby was born. "Go back inside, little one," I thought. "You really don't know what kind of world awaits you." Different game, different rules, different stage. As this baby will surely grow up to discover, we live in a problem-laden world. If these problems would stay in one place, perhaps we'd have a better chance at solving them. But progress has given them wings. And with the advantage of speed, problems are harder to hit than a swooping bat at midnight. Not only have problems picked up speed, but so is history itself. The flow of history is now the flood of history. The throughput of change, information, and people has accelerated explosively. Despite our best attempts to manage the sweep of events, history has escaped. Now, we count ourselves fortunate if we are even able to track it, let alone predict it, interpret it, or manage it. In the past, progress implied upward and onward, and we developed a linear, ascending way of thinking. Somewhere in the last few decades, however, we took a quantum leap off the straight line. The astounding acceleration of change and the increasing complexity and interrelation.